News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Good morning. Once again, we're doing live radio here in El Paso on KTSM.
Yes,
it's the El Paso History Radio Show, and that voice is Melissa Sargent.
Good morning. Good morning.
Are we having a good time yet?
Yes, yeah, so we're going to get the 22 out here. You said there's a fly running around
the
studio.
Well, he's one of Eleazar's friends.
Yeah.
And he's left over, so there we go. So we've got a live radio show about El Paso history, and as we always, KTSM 690 is out there, but there's another way.
You can catch us by going to ktsmradio.com. And you
something
can,
like that.
Oh, KTSM Radio. Yeah, great. Don't confuse me.
Well, you were hesitating.
I'm half asleep this morning. KTSMradio.com, where you can get the iHeartRadio app, and you can take us with you anywhere you go on your tablet, smartphone, or computer.
Texas history begins in El Paso. Every week we say that. Every week we show that. Today's no different, and we're going to have our trivia today, are we
not? Of course, we're going to have a wonderful trivia contest, and you'll get an option on a prize for the correct trivia answer, $20 in food coupons to Pepe's and Canutillo in hour one, or an El Paso Gold DVD, and the Gunfights of the Old West, Waco Tanks.
We got a pile of DVDs in the control room in a bag, if you don't mind bringing those in here.
We'll get those in a while.
But we'll read you some titles.
Yeah. And then in hour two, we also have $20 again of Pepe's Great Mexican Food or El Paso Gold DVD.
All right, shall we get into what we're doing here?
Oh, wait a
minute. The DVDs are wandering in.
We'll read them
when we get to the trivia here in a minute. But the day at hand is all about some history that affected El Paso. It affected the entire planet, actually.
Yes, exactly.
And it's basically, we're going to talk in this hour about the history of Vietnam vets and what happened to those that came from El Paso. We got a couple of them in here. And so we asked two of them to be here today. One of them is Prince McKenzie. Good morning, Mr. Prince.
Howdy.
Are you here? Welcome here.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. And another guy who is also here, and he is from that Vietnam era, named Mike Grijalva. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You got to talk about that far. I didn't get that far in my explanation. Talk about that far into that thing.
Good morning.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Don't be scared.
There you go.
It won't bite you.
There's only 9 million people listening, but that's all right. But the thing is, Mike, you and Prince were both in the middle of combat or in the middle of Vietnam anyway. So we want to hear from your stories. But there's another event going on toward the end of the month, which is going to be most unusual for probably any Vietnam vet anywhere in the country. And it's an organized event called the Welcome Home Vietnam Vets. And that has been put together towards the 27th, 28th of August by Patty Olivas. And she is also here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Thank you very much.
Give us a headline of what you got. We'll get some more details in a minute. I want to talk to these guys in a minute. But we're going to have an event. Go ahead and swing that over. We're going to have an event for the Vietnam vets. Tell us about that at the end of the month.
The upcoming events, the first one is on August 27th. It's at the baseball park. That's a festival night that's open to the public. We're going to have a festival for the kids. And once it gets dark, we're going to show one of the Star Wars movies. But the big event is on August 28th. We're having a parade downtown. We'd love the public to come out and support the vets and officially welcome them home.
That's a Sunday morning.
Yes, sir. That is a Sunday morning. Hopefully, people will be willing to skip church one time to welcome home our Vietnam veterans. That starts at 10 o'clock.
I go to Mass at 6 a.m. Come on.
That's right. That can go early one day.
Or Saturday.
That starts at North Florence in Myrtle, and we want to welcome those vets home like they've never been welcomed home.
Well, basically, they hadn't been, is what I'm understanding.
True.
I mean, there's Prince McKenzie, and Patty, do you remember the era? You're probably too young.
No, not at all. I was a stewardess during that time and brought a lot of the vets to Vietnam and back home again.
So you did see a lot of this stuff where these folks were not welcomed.
I did personally.
Oh, goodness.
it's a crime of what happened and what our country did to our Vietnam veterans.
Well, let's get to some details of what you've got coming up at the end of the month, because I think it's a substantial event that you're working on for, to actually welcome these guys for maybe the first time. But let's talk to them a bit. Prince, what do you know about this? You were in country, but you were not on the front line, basically.
Right.
Tell us about that.
I did two tours in Vietnam, and the first one, I was an advisor in an organization that was evaluating the combat operations and studying it and providing an analysis for commanders to use. And so I worked on a daily basis. I and my men worked on a daily basis with Vietnamese, and we were in a combined operations center, and so we worked with all the armed forces. My immediate boss was an Air Force captain, and the commander of our organization was a Marine Corps colonel, and I had my first non-commissioned officer in charge was a Navy chief.
So you had all kinds of services.
And we had all these guys that were experts in evaluating enemy activity, and we studied this and evaluated it, and we did in-depth studies, and we provided this information to the commanders, the field commanders, so that they could use that in making the most important decisions about when to order, how to order their troops into the field, the Air Force, the Navy, the Navy artillery, all of that they had at their disposal to fight that war.
Well, so you were out in the middle of the war in sort of like a desk position.
And we worked in a safe base area. That didn't mean that we didn't get shot at, but we didn't get shot at as much.
Okay, let's talk to a guy who got shot at.
It's important to remember that the way our Army was structured at that time is there was one out of every seven guys, or there were seven guys in support of those guys that went into the field and were on the front with the combat units. And so those guys were the real heavy lifters, and we were there to support. And there were every different thing that you can think of. In our society, the Army was doing that for our soldiers.
No, don't put it that way. I can think of a lot of things you shouldn't be doing in a war, but don't put it that way.
Well, I'm thinking about support services.
Okay, now that's a different matter. Yeah. Let's talk to Mike here for a second, because Mike Grijalva, you were actually out there, one of the guys out in front where Prince was helping direct fire, so to speak. You were pulling the trigger.
Yes.
Tell us about some of that.
Oh, well, first of all, I was drafted at the age of 19, and my training was infantry. I arrived in Vietnam in February of 1967, and I was assigned to the 25th Infantry Division, 3rd Brigade, which we were in I Corps, which was up in the north. And on arrival, I was assigned to a weapons platoon. Then I was sent out with the line platoons as an RTO, the radio operator, for the platoon sergeant. And, of course, every day we were on patrols. You know, at night we'd dig in, get hit, et cetera, and that was tough.
Did you ever get shot?
I never got hit by enemy fire. I got some shrapnel from a Bangalore torpedo.
Something local from your side?
It was friendly, yes.
Yeah.
Friendly,
friendly fire, huh?
Not so friendly when you took it, but yeah. But the point is, Mike, you were out there in the middle of combat,
right,
seeing and doing things. And so both of you guys, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Anyone listening who was part of that era who had something to do with this, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's appreciated. I was 19, basically the same in the late 60s. I got drafted. I went down and got deferred, never went into service. But as it turned out, I went to D.C. the next year when there were major protests. So right. I do have a story about Vietnam protests from the Washington, D.C. perspective. I worked for Congressman White and had to put a tie on and go down to the Congress every day. So on my way, the day they took over Ward Circle and several other circles in the city, they being the protesters, they took old cars, shoved them out on the intersection to stop traffic, and stood on top of them and defied the cops to move them. So that was going on all over the place. I got a little concerned as I rode downtown and went by Key Bridge, which is between D.C., Georgetown, and Virginia, Roslyn, and there were U.S. Army soldiers lining the entire bridge.
Right.
Armed. And it's like, okay, they're not going to take this bridge, I'm guessing. But see, that's what was going on. So while you were over there shooting at other people and came home and nobody cared, this was going on in Washington, D.C.
And it was a difficult time for us who were in the service. And many soldiers, myself included, would have rather gone to Vietnam than to go to Detroit and face Americans with guns, rather than go to Washington, D.C. or Watson, California. We would have much rather gone to Vietnam than face Americans and carry guns.
It was weird. Mike, your thoughts?
Yeah. When I came home, I was assigned to or stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, an infantry battalion attached to the 1st Armored Division. My battalion was sent to Chicago in August of 68 to the 68 convention. For the riots that were there, the anti-war riots. We got to see some things also.
Yeah.
We went from fighting the enemy to actually
fighting your neighbors.
Fix bayonets.
Yeah, your own people.
With our own people.
Yeah.
It was an insane time. I remember those days and such, and it's just incredible that I am so glad to see this come about to where we're finally recognizing the service that you gentlemen have done to our country and the rest of the veterans.
Patty, why are you doing this? Do you have family?
No, like I said before, I was a stewardess during that time.
Right.
My dad was in the Navy. He was a naval officer on submarines for almost 30 years. But I wanted to give back to our military veterans that never did get that welcome. And with the help of Emma Acosta, we're able to do that. She's been the big spearhead in this event, and we couldn't have done it without her help also.
Is this a national thing, or is this just El Paso doing
this? No, it's just El Paso.
Maybe we should start something.
Yeah.
I mean, think about
it. I would like to do it, but right now it's a one-time event.
Oh, no. You got to do what you can.
Well, I think it's important to remember, from our perspective, Patty and her sisters were and the nurses were the first bit of civilization that we came in contact with as we were coming back. And so if you were hospitalized, then you saw a friendly face, a nurse that, you know, who was dedicated to your care. But these stewardesses helped us reacclimatize our brains to the real world back here in the United States, because it was just so different. It was like another planet over there, because we were in a hostile, extremely hostile, stressful environment day in and day out.
What kind of news were you fed coming back from the States?
Well, we got all kinds. And
did you hear the negative stuff?
Oh, yeah. And then a lot of us listened very intently to the
anti-war.
You know, we would get to see TV programs, you know, that were like a week late, and news programs and news stories, we heard Woodstock live, you know, and that was another contact, but having spent my life growing up in El Paso, every Sunday night I tuned in to the radio, whether I was working or not, I tuned in to the radio. Because it was a Hispanic guy that played Mexican music. And I had never been interested in Mexican music.
But all of a sudden it sounded like home.
It was a touch of home.
Yeah, yeah.
Because every time I would tune the dial on my Mustang when I was back at home, you know, I would always hear these Mexican radio stations, and it was just like home. And I listened to this guy, and he talked about home, and it was really great every Sunday night.
Very interesting. It wasn't KTSM, I have a feeling.
Yeah, right.
Well, the thing we need to get into at some point here is, what was this war? Because I know you guys had personal intense experiences, but on a grander scale of the world history, how did we get into it? What the heck was that all about? Mike, do you want to take a shot at that? I shouldn't use that term.
Upon being drafted, we were told that we would be going to Vietnam. The few of us that did have the training and were sent to Vietnam, but we were told that we were going to fight communism, to stop the spread of communism in the world, and that was our mission.
And so basically, as I recall, it was a domino effect.
Right.
You had China taking over Vietnam, Korea, and now they're going to come down to South Vietnam, and we have to stop this, and that's what the deal was. And as it is now, I believe Vietnam's a trading partner, are they not?
Exactly, yes.
Things change, don't they? Have you been back to Vietnam, Mike?
I wouldn't want to go back.
I was going to say, probably freak you out to go back.
I would be going back in time.
Exactly, because you'd go back where you were shooting, right, and there'd be a shopping center. Right. Or perhaps, or you know, something like that.
I can see now with Google Maps, or Google Earth, I mean.
Right.
I can see the areas.
Yeah.
Where I was, the mountains and stuff like that.
And you go look at that?
And I look at that. Okay, at this point here, this night, we were ambushed at the bottom of this hill and stuff.
Oh, my God.
But I wouldn't want to go back.
Yeah.
How many tours did you do? Just one?
I did one.
Did you just do the 3 or 4 years, or did you stay in
longer?
Well,
no, I did the two.
Two, yeah.
Two active and then reserve. However, I never had to go to any reserve meetings, probably because I had been in combat.
Yeah.
So,
been through a bit here. Well, we're going to talk more about this and also the events coming up toward the end of the month, because Patty Olivas is one of the organizers along with Emma Acosta, city rep, and this could be a big deal coming up. We got to do some trivia, however, which is what we do here at this radio show about this time of day. So stand by while we get into this. And you may hear some familiar things go by. Well, read the titles. We got the titles here now. By the way, Evelyn Casara is doing a Carl screen.
Yes,
thank you
is.
For bringing in the videos. Sergio Valenzuela, the main man, holding
Yay.
Up the fort like he always does. And if he didn't do that, we'd be on the ground. We would be. We just flat out. So
we don't know how to push those radio waves out.
He does that. So what do we got today?
Well, so volumes, we've got volume 2 and 4 of Ghost Stories of El Paso, the El Paso Smelter, El Paso Gold, Gunfights of the Old West, Tom Lee's El Paso, Legends of El Paso's Mountains, and the Waco Tanks.
Of El Paso.
Some good videos.
Have you heard a theme in there of El Paso?
Yes, I think. Yes.
Have you seen
I think
a theme
it's,
here?
It seems to be all
You know,
El
it was
Paso.
Kind of weird. 20 years ago, I decided to make that happen. 18 years ago, I decided to make that happen.
Yeah.
And I've been consistent. Most of them have El Paso in the name. All right, give that away. Or $20 of Pepe's. We got Pepe's both hours.
Right.
Do you have a major question?
Yes, we do. Okay, our first question is, what legal event officially began the United States entry into the Vietnam War?
We didn't talk about that yet. We
no.
will talk about it afterwards, but there was a legal moment.
Mm-hmm. Because it went from a...
I'll give you a hint. Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Right.
We said it in the break room before we came in here. He took a little opening and drove an army right through it.
Yeah. Well, it would have been called a police action, I believe, before.
As right. it is, that's the question. What was that legal action?
What was the legal event officially began the United States entry into the Vietnam War?
Two things. We've got Facebook going now. If you mm-hmm. want to send us a question, you can do that. You're about to put some pictures up there,
I'm
betting.
Yes, I'm ready to do that. And then also, if you want to call us and answer the question, you can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
If you want to be successful at your job, you have to have an advantage. At El Paso, helpwanted.com, our advantage is the hometown advantage, the advantage local people have when they work where they live. Nobody connects them with local hometown employers better than we do, and nobody has a better selection of local job openings either. Jobs with that hometown advantage. Apply online today and put it to work for you. El Paso helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Go to work. Spend 8 hours staring at a computer screen. go home and start it all over the next day.
Time to get out of this rut.
This time, go to work and log on to iHeartRadio.com. iHeartRadio.com lets you listen to your favorite stations and music absolutely free. It makes your workday feel like a fun day. Almost. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. iHeartRadio.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got things going on here to tell you about. A Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Tribute has actually been put together in a museum by Prince McKenzie. Wait, that's down at the International? Prince?
Okay. At the International Museum of Art, we opened up on the 3rd and 4th of July an exhibit that pays tribute to men from El Paso that served in the military since 1847 through today. Yes.
Wow.
And so it's a patriotic display that occurs every year. Now, that's just a coincidence that it happened that we set it up this year. But because of all of our Vietnam veterans events, that exhibit has been extended. Normally, it was just through the month of July. That exhibit has been extended through the month of August. And
great.
So people can go see that. But the best exhibit is at the El Paso Museum of History, set up by Barbara Angus, a curator.
Oh, that's there. The one goes to November 11th.
That is part of our program because that's an official city museum. And that's part of this Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans exhibit. Now, I went around and spoke with veterans and collected a lot of their things, like this outstanding picture we have right here of Mike.
About to go on Facebook.
And so we collected memorabilia, equipment, a lot of stuff that guys have saved. And things are part of how we think about the war and our experiences.
Let me read your list. It's maps, coins, weapons, clothing, other memorabilia from those experiences. All right, we're going to move on here, but the information down there at the Museum of History or the exhibit that the Prince is talking about is open now through November 11th,
right.
212-3164.
And if you want to avoid the parking problems, the parking meters, it's open Thursday night until 9 o'clock. It's open Saturday and Sunday.
Even better.
And you don't have to pay the parking meters. So
all right,
that's a good time.
And the Plaza Classic Film Festival is still cranked up.
That's right. Yeah, they've got their
two
they're
going
to run through. Yeah, two more days. It's going to end the 14th of August, and they've got films all over El Paso going on. And then on Tuesday, August 16th, a zip tour of a giant story, When Hollywood Came to West Texas. Please join us for a quick 20-minute tour of the exhibit, A Giant Story, When Hollywood Came to Texas. I guess
same
we have
thing,
to keep repeating it. Yeah, so I'm reading their press release. And it's going to be a free event at the El Paso Museum of History. And you can check them out, their calendar programs. They've got all kinds of different things coming up. This is a great exhibit.
Now, that exhibit is actually after the classics are over.
Yeah,
that's
going to continue
tour.
Through.
But so there's exhibits up. They got a zip tour on Tuesday, I guess it is.
Right, and that's a great way to go through, and they have somebody with you talking all about it. And you can see all the films listed on the website for www.plazaclassic.com. And you can also, the pass, let's forget about the pass. There's only 2 days left. So go to the plazaclassic.com website and check it out. But it's going to be a great event.
All right, we got callers think they know trivia. I bet they do. This one's named Daryl. I bet he knows everything about Vietnam War. Morning, Daryl. We got Daryl. Yes, sir. Daryl, you're on the radio.
Yes.
Hi. Talk to us.
The answer that I hope would be correct is the incident, the naval incident in the Bay of Tompkins, which resulted in the resolution of Congress. That was the legal requirement, even though at advisors in Vietnam, and when the French were defeated at Dien Bien Phu, they requested the United States' assistance, and the United Nations had recognized South Vietnam in the apartheid, and So anyway, there was a lot of things going on.
Were you a part of that, Daryl?
Pardon?
Were you a part of that war?
No, I was an era of that, and I had many, many family members, and I was around that part of the combat area, but I was not. I was a Morse code intercept operator.
Oh, goodness! No, I can't. No, don't talk like that on the radio.
What year did the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution become law?
That was 1964.
64.
Well, you got the question right. The answer was the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. The question was, what started legally the war involvement for the United States? And that was it. And that was a rather thin and flimsy legal precedent. It was not a declaration by Congress of war. You know? So, right. Anyway, we got another caller, another thing to do here. And, Daryl, you know how this works. If you don't mind, hold on. But we do have a pile of DVDs to ask you about. Do you want to pick one of those? You want $20 a Pepe's food?
DVDs would be fine.
Okay, right. We've got Ghost Stories of El Paso 2 and 4, and we have El Paso Smelter, Gunfights of the Old West, Tom Lee's El Paso, Legends of El Paso's Mountains, and Waco Tanks. Which one do you want?
Try the Smelter.
Yeah, the Smelter would be good.
What a great suggestion.
I think he's pushing the Smelter today.
Well, no, the reason is the Smelter is all flat out there. Now, you go drive by I-10, you see nothing there. We have the video recording of when we wandered the whole place. And this is half of it, really. This is when the stacks came down. So
may I say something about the Gulf of Tonkin incident?
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold, Daryl, and Evelyn will come on and talk to you. Go ahead.
In our History Museum exhibit, we have a series of pictures submitted by one of our vets, Elias Camacho. And he was there on a fleet in one of the ships that was patrolling in the South China Sea and in the Gulf of Tonkin, and you can look at one of these pictures, and you can actually see two ships that were attacked by North Vietnamese gunboats.
So you do have some evidence of this event.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Elias was there. But you can see that picture, but you can also see a great picture of him and his buddies. And that's really what that exhibit is all about.
And that's the Museum of History.
At the Museum of History.
Parking's better on Thursday nights.
Right.
I heard that. All right, we're going to move on to another trivia question here. Oh, my, we got lines lit up everywhere. Ed is on three. We got three on the air here. Good morning. You got somebody named Ed on here?
Hello?
Two. Let's try two. Two. We got Ed on here. That doesn't sound
Ed's
like
Ed's not
Ed.
There.
Ed, call back. I mean, the phones just took an orbit.
A dive, yes.
Well, see all the lines are lit?
Yeah.
That never happens. So, Ed, call back.
It
we'll talk to you in a minute.
Night.
In the meantime, I think we better take a break here and come back and talk more about the idea of welcoming home the Vietnam vets. There's a major couple of events toward the end of the month, Saturday night the 27th, Sunday morning the 28th with the parade. And I think we're going to basically tell people when we come back, they need to get involved to get registered as a Vietnam vet. We'll get to that in just a second, Patty. But get stand by and get ready, okay?
Okay.
544 what?
Oh, 5876 or 544-KTSM or go to our El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
Take a look on Facebook. We'll take questions there back in just a moment.
Not all good things must come to an end. I'm Russell Stover, and at BMW of El Paso, we're extending our special summer lease and finance offers through BMW Financial Services. Drive the new 2016 320i sedan for only $289 a month, or the new 2016 328i sedan for only $349 a month, or the 2016 528i sedan for only $459 a month. 6318 Montana Avenue or on the web at bmwofelpaso.com. 778-9381. Just call, that's all.
36-month leases, $3,964, $4,274, and $4,084. You're a tiny plus DTNL. Approved credit. No security.
We believe in family.
Always making sure they're cared for.
And we don't want to burden them with bills and final expenses.
That's why we called MetLife, about guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance.
It was so easy to apply.
We got the protection our family needs.
With one phone call to MetLife, you can help make sure many final expenses are covered, like credit card bills, medical expenses, and funeral costs. Your rate will never go up. Your coverage amount will never go down. Call now to apply. 800-708-8515. Like most insurance policies, MetLife policies contain exclusions, limitations, reductions of benefits, and terms for keeping them in force. MetLife can provide you with costs and complete details. Guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance is issued by MetLife Insurance Company, USA, Charlotte, North Carolina, and in New York by Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, New York, New York. Call now. 800-708-8515.
That's 800-708-8515.
Hey, guys. With summer here, want to enjoy more of what you do? Maybe feel less tired or sluggish with more energy like you had when you were younger? If so, Progene is conducting a national study on the impact of testosterone and will pay you to participate. Go to progene22.com to see if you qualify. Here, you can find out your testosterone levels for free while getting paid to do something about it. Progene, a leading testosterone brand found nationwide at GNC, Rite Aid, and others, is sponsoring this research and will pay you to be in the largest survey of men's levels in the country. It's an easy program you can do from home. The clinical-grade tests are painless and confidential, and everything is shipped to you for free. So if you want to feel more energized and more like you did when you were younger, go to progene22.com now to find out your levels for free. That's the word pro, G-E-N-E-22.com. Progene22.com. Enroll today before the study is closed at progene22.com.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Oh my God!
When you win your tickets to our iHeartRadio Music Festival at the T-Mobile Arena this September, you could win the grand prize. The penthouse at Aria Sky Suites. A brand new 2017 Mazda CX-3. Access to sound checks, after parties, and so much more.
Taco Bell has a new limited edition Triple Double Crunchwrap. It's the Crunchwrap you love with a second layer of seasoned beef, warm nacho cheese sauce, and crunchy tostada. But like all limited editions, it won't be around for long. Try one before it's gone.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, stuff going on here. We have an annual birthday party for Southern Pacific Locomotive 3420, and one of the guys who would love to drive it is sitting here with us. And the Friends of the Railroad History gather together every year to celebrate the erection of this historic locomotive and El Paso treasure. And it's the erection of the locomotive. What does that mean? I want to know. It's on Sunday, August 4th, tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow, Prince, you're going to be doing this thing. The Railroad Museum going to join with the Southwest Chapter to open a new exhibit at the El Paso International Museum. Maybe that's the exhibit I had in my head that you're doing at the other museum.
Doing a military exhibit there, too.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay.
They're everywhere.
But the exhibit, it's a tribute to the great age of steam. You want to let off some steam, you need a steam engine, I think. But that's of the National Association of Retired and Veterans Railroad Employees. They're going to provide a birthday cake for the event. Shape of a train?
Yep.
No, really? Okay, cool. Let's go eat the caboose. Oh, good. Marsha Whiteley wrote a song commemorating the 3420 birthday. And you going to sing that one?
Yeah.
You know the words right now? No.
But everyone's, we've heard Prince sing. No.
No. Everyone's invited to join the celebration. 2 to 4, that's tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m., 1211 Montana at the museum. That's at Brown and...
Montana.
Good parking in the rear of that thing. What do you got?
Well, the El Paso Archaeological Society, which is housed out at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology in the Northeast, has got a great program coming up. Their featured speaker, August 20th at 2 p.m., is Cruz Camargo. He's going to be talking about my ancestors, the Manso. Cruz Camargo, an El Pasoan and a descendant of the indigenous Manso tribe of El Paso region, shares his heritage and details of his life with the people before the arrival of the Spanish in the area. The presentation is free and open to the public, and it will, like I said, be at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology over there at 4301 Trans Mountain Road. And EPAS, or the El Paso Archaeological Society, is a volunteer nonprofit group that they're individuals that just love archaeology, and you can join them. They're a great group to get involved, and they've been around since 1922, discovering a lot of our archaeological history.
You know, that guy Cruz Camargo is apparently the last Manso standing in El Paso, his family line. They traveled. Well, who knows? He's the one claiming it. However, his entire talk that he's going to give, we also have a video of that online, available for sale. It's a DVD, and that's at EPHistory.com. So Cruz Camargo has a lot of history of El Paso, And that's just one place to go find some more of it. Okay, the idea about Vietnam and the war and the fact that it affected things, the entire planet was affected by the Vietnam War. And so having a welcome home ceremony for the soldiers that never got one is basically the brainchild of Patty Oliva sitting here. Patty, tell us how these guys get involved in this.
Well, they can go online. They can stop by Representative Acosta's office and get a form to fill out. The dinner and recognition and entertainment and everything that's going to be held at the County Coliseum is free to the El Paso Vietnam veteran and a guest. If they want to buy extra tickets for family members, that's available. This is going to be an awesome event. Our whole Welcome Home Vietnam Committee have worked on this for almost a year and a half. Once again, it's going to be entertainment. The dinner's going to be catered by Rudy's, and the dessert, Nothing Bundt Cakes. So it's going to be a low-cal dessert.
Start us off on Saturday.
Okay.
What event is Saturday?
Saturday, again, is the festival at the baseball arena.
So Saturday night, the 27th of August.
That starts at 6 o'clock.
6, okay.
And then they're going to show the movie Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Okay.
And that will start once it gets dark. And that's free to the public, but it's to honor our Vietnam veterans.
Baseball stadium, downtown, 6 o'clock, Saturday night, 27. Okay, next morning, what happens?
Next morning is the parade. We are really urging the public to please come out and support our Vietnam vets. We want a parade like none that's ever been held in El Paso. That starts at 10 a.m. at Florence and Myrtle.
Going right. Which way?
Like going up through downtown.
It ends
by
towards
the
Mills, and the review area is going to be the plaza. Yeah.
Okay, the plaza itself. Cool. That's the event coming up there.
It is important to note that any veteran who cannot march in the parade is welcome to ride and be there and be seen.
I don't suppose you're going to pick them up at their house.
No.
Okay. There's a limit here to your generosity.
Have to get downtown.
Yeah.
And Six Guns of Shady Ladies will be there. And they have many of our members are Vietnam veterans.
Right.
Oh, so please get them to sign up.
No, we're already signed up. We're there.
I know you're in the parade, but make sure the vets come to our recognition dinner.
And this parade will be led by soldiers from Fort Bliss who are also proud of our Vietnam vets.
What else should we know?
Well, I was just looking here on the brochure. You've got the digi upload of Vietnam veterans' photos and memorabilia.
Correct.
What is that all about?
Any vet who wants to take their pictures down there can hand over their pictures, and they will be scanned and placed on the wall. And anyone who would like to learn about our Vietnam vets can go down and manipulate the wall and pull up those pictures and learn about who was there and who did what and how our men served.
Just to clarify, you've got pictures going down there and you said hand them over. The guy gets them back right then.
He gets them back.
They scan
right
them.
That
scares a lot of people when you say hand
you
over your photos.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that
out.
Yeah,
no, they get them back right then.
They get them back right then and there.
And the great thing is you've got locations all over El Paso where they can bring those
on
different
that's
dates.
Over. That period is
that's over.
Yeah.
Oh, the 28th.
And so they have to take it to the museum now.
If they're technically good, they can do that themselves online by going to the El Paso History Museum.org.
It's digi.org, I believe.
Yeah.
Can family members that perhaps had a member that was lost in the war or has passed away, they could email that or go down and have those pictures scanned?
Well, actually, like Patty Olivas just said, anyone in the planet who has a computer can actually log on and upload.
Right.
They then check it to make sure it's clean and wonderful. Then they gate it out on the internet.
We've had family members do that.
But anybody can do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. All right. The idea of Vietnam and guys coming back, here comes a welcome home thing. I'm hoping maybe you'll start something nationally. That's never been your intent.
No, there are other cities in the country that are already welcoming home Vietnam veterans. And so it's already done.
It has to do with the 50th anniversary.
There you are. So let's ask Mike Grijalva a couple of things again, because, Mike, you're the guy that saw some, I would call it heavy lifting in the Vietnam era.
Action.
Real combat. So tell us some stories about that you might want to share. And also want to take you to Chicago, which another thing that happened to you once you got back home.
Right.
Well, in Vietnam, any stories from there?
Well, I've got several. However, there's one that really sticks out. And one that I really didn't quite understand until lately that I've been able to get into the internet and find out how and why. But we had been in contact with about 3 days with North Vietnamese. In fact, we had been surrounded at one point. And that's the first time that I actually saw Puff. Puff the Magic Dragon.
Right? Yeah.
He was that airplane that DC something that went out in support. Like miniguns.
Oh, firing from the air.
Right. C-47 aircraft and the C-130s had two miniguns.
And they loaded with cannons up there and they're shooting the guys in front of you.
Oh, a stream of red tracers was going down, and it looked like a hose, like you're just squirting bullets out of a hose.
But
the thing was, the Viet Cong couldn't hit that thing.
They tried. You could see tracers going up.
Sure.
But they couldn't reach them.
Yeah.
But the thing is that we had been surrounded, my platoon, by a battalion of North Vietnamese, and they called Puff out early in the morning, dark. And I thought I heard what I thought were cows mooing. And I looked up, and I saw these red tracers coming down. But these miniguns fire so fast that to me it sounded like a cow.
Oh.
There can't be any cows out here at this time. And all I look up, and I saw all these tracers coming down.
Were they coming near you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Although at times it would go off and hit American troops. I know that for a fact.
So there's a story you have to relate that nobody else can relate to unless they were there.
No, Puff. Anyway, we had been in contact about 3 days, and we thought it was over, and we kind of set up the foot of a mountain. In fact, it was raining. We even got hot chow. They sent a thermos of hot food for us that
night.
But it had been raining, and we couldn't dig in. About 2:30 in the morning, we got hit, and we got hit bad.
Because you were exposed, because there's no way to get down
and
below.
We didn't think. And for some reason, my commander didn't think we would. And they surprised us. They surprised him. And that was one thing that I've always carried with me. Why? How?
What could have been done differently?
Who hit us?
Why did this have to happen? It didn't.
Why did it have to happen? I was one of the very few that walked out. And I was sent back to Webster's platoon then for the platoon get together. But Evelyn was just asking me about my boots here in the picture. Did you take them off? And I said, no, we wouldn't. But that night I did. I had jungle rot or trench foot. The chief medic said, take your boots off tonight. I'm going to send you to the hospital in the morning. I shouldn't have taken my boots off.
Because you got hit at 2:30 with your boots off.
My boots off. And I had my magazines in there, my ammo magazines. Geez. And all of a sudden.
Everything
broke
loose.
Yeah, everything. And I had to have my boots on.
Oh, goodness.
Never forget that. But that one night really sticks out.
That's great.
Other action that we were always involved in. But after that night, prior to that night, I wasn't really afraid. I belonged to the best fighting force in the world. I wasn't going to get hit. I wasn't going to get wounded. But after that night, I was afraid after that.
That got
it could happen.
Okay, dial forward a couple of years, I guess, or months anyway. You come back to El Paso. You're a regular soldier back in El Paso, right?
Right.
And you get assigned to what?
I was assigned to a infantry battalion at Fort Hood, attached to the 1st Armored Division.
Where'd they send you?
Well, in August of 68, they sent my battalion to Chicago to the 68 Democratic Convention.
Oh, you weren't voting delegates, were you?
In fact, Hubert Humphrey was
he was running
it was
right.
His convention, yeah.
And we were sent there for the riots. The anti-war riots.
How did that work for your head?
Oh, well, we could just come home from fighting an enemy in Vietnam, and all of a sudden we were fixed bayonets with our own people.
Well, you were the enemy to them.
Exactly. Yes, we were.
That's the problem.
The flower children.
How'd that turn out? You said there were some fairly large policemen there.
Well, when we first got to O'Hare Airport, and we were bused to a convoy to Great Lakes Naval Air Station. I remember looking out the window, and I saw for the first time I saw blue lights on a police car, the checkered brim hats. But those men, those cops are so big. I said, what? I had never seen men so big in my life.
Well, you're over 6 foot yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
So these guys were bigger than you.
Yeah, big guys. And I thought, these guys don't need help. What are we doing here?
They're big and burly.
Chicago people called us out of Fort Hood. Here we are.
Yeah.
So another piece of your puzzle there. As your Vietnam history wound down, good for you. And again, thank you for your service. You went through some stuff.
Thank you.
Man, you went through some stuff. And the idea is to thank the people coming home from that war 50 years later, Patty. 50 years later, it is, give or take 50?
Yes, almost 50 years. It's about time El Paso welcomes our Vietnam veterans home. And any Vietnam veterans, welcome home, sir, and thank you for your service.
The website they can catch right now to sign up. Do you have one handy? Or they can easily give a phone number out if you don't mind. Somebody can get a hold of you.
Yeah, they can call the representative's office at 915-212-0003. That's a representative of Costa's office.
And she'll help them sign up.
They can get signed up there.
We got one more segment coming back. We'll give you more details again in a minute. Just to let you know, we have the Concordia crowd coming in here next hour.
That's right.
Oh, my God, there's a whole bunch of them. Some of them,
A bunch of hoodlums, if you ask me.
I don't think they're all living.
Oh, they're pretty cool. I was just going to say.
By looking at them, I was thinking, well, a couple of these guys died a while back, and so here they come.
They look a little grayish.
Next hour, we're talking about John Wesley all over again, and we'll do that in a minute. Now, if you want to get a hold of us, did you find some Facebook friends at this point?
I've been busy posting our guests this morning.
Are they up there?
Yes, we've got the picture of Michael as a young... military man with his out in the field, and then with his boots on, and the rest of our guests, Patty and Prince, are also on there, so you can get to see their smiling faces.
Take a look on Facebook, El Paso History Radio Show. We will be back in just a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-2629. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-2629. 1-800-700-2629.
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival 2016,
YouTube, Drake, Florida Georgia Live, and more,
is sold out. The only way in is to win September 23rd and 24th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Keep listening to win.
Wow.
In the fight against cancer, we all have a reason to stand up for someone. Join MasterCard and stand up to cancer for a priceless cause. Visit priceless.com/standup.
Back to school is right around the corner, and Target's got all the essential supplies and gear your kids need, including Cat and Jack, Target's new line of kids' apparel and uniforms, so you can confidently send them to school and beyond. Expect more. Pay less.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Call 844-371-7233. That's 844-371-SAFE for your free Safe Money book. And join Javier Garcia for the Safe Money Radio Show, Sundays from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on News Radio 690.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, we're getting ready for the Concordia crowd to come in here. In the meantime, you have an announcement about the Texas Trost people today.
That's right. It's going to happen at 1 p.m. today at 525 Cordo Way. You get to see how the practical tips to use energy efficiently in older historic homes, and the program is going to be put on in the Kohlberg Mansion, which you've never been there. It's over in Sunset Heights.
Yeah.
It is a fantastic house. We've known the Yost a long time, and if you get a chance to tour that house, you'll be amazed at it. And he and his wife are excellent people of putting older homes together.
Well, you want to talk about history? Go back and find out what the lady that lived there originally was about.
Oh, yeah.
And her husband.
She's Women's Club.
Oh,
you know,
my
you name
goodness,
it.
Those
but,
people.
But the Trost Society is sponsoring this event. It'll be today at 1 p.m., again at 525 Cordo Way, and just head on over and take a look. It's a great place.
Well, not only that, you get that that seminar thing they're talking about, so that's not a bad deal. All right, a couple of minutes here to wrap off the Vietnam-era celebration coming at the end of the month. Patty, again, you did this. I mean, you decided to make this occur. And out of somewhere in your brain, you said this is needed. You were an airline stewardess, as you call yourself, from the day. And what happened to you was you brought these guys back from Vietnam into America. You saw it all. What were your impressions of that?
You know, I was telling a friend, one of the flights that I came back on, the soldiers gave away their medals to the stewardess. Oh. I was like 18 or 19 at the time and not smart enough to save those. I would give anything if I had those now to give those medals back to these Vietnam veterans. But they said they don't want them. One veteran recently told me when he got on a plane, I don't know if most people knew, they were asked to change out of their uniform so nobody would know they were a soldier.
Wow.
He said he did not have time. He got on the plane, he got the middle seat, and some idiot lady beside him rang her bell. The stewardess came over and said, you know, what's the problem? She said, I don't want to sit next to this baby killer. Move me.
Ooh.
I would have put her off the plane.
Yeah, she should have been riding on the wing.
Would open a door for her.
But that's what a lot of those soldiers faced when they came home.
Okay, so from that background, you decided to... Now I get it.
I went to Emma and said, what can we do to welcome our vets home? And that's how it all got started.
Well, you are so correct. That was not right back then. It's just amazing. And
John Kerry was one of those vets that threw his medals away.
Okay, now you're starting to get political, and if we cross that line...
But that was a reality of that time, because you would go to demonstrations. I went to a couple of them where they did throw the medals, and he wasn't just the only one.
And then he realized that he had changed and had made a mistake.
Well, he later. Actually, those weren't his medals. He threw someone else's medals away.
Okay, don't get me started on John Kerry, okay? It's not a good idea. But the thing about this Vietnam Welcome Home ceremony, it's in the Coliseum. Which part's in the Coliseum? Again, go through it. You got the parade.
We have the parade, and then right after that, we're going to go to the County Coliseum.
But that's Sunday morning. You got to start with Saturday night, the movie,
Saturday night,
celebration at the ballpark, and then Sunday, off the day.
At the parade downtown, once again, public, please come out and support these vets.
10 a.m.?
Then we're at 10 a.m., and then we're going to go to the County Coliseum from there. From 12 to 2, there's going to be a reception with mariachis playing, and actually at the dinner that will start at 2, then we're going to have recognition of the Vietnam veterans, some guest speakers, goodie bags that we're giving to the veterans.
So it's a daytime event on Sunday, the 28th, that people need to focus in on.
Correct.
Starting the 27th at the ballpark with a movie, but the biggie is the next day.
Okay, now vets that want to march in the parade, they have to be there at what time?
9 o'clock.
Give out that phone number again. We're about out of here.
213
Emma Acosta's office, so they'll direct you.
213-0003.
Okay.
And if they have their uniforms they can still wear or part of their uniform, can they? No, I'm serious. Can they? Because I know a lot of them are very proud when they get a chance.
Yes. Right.
If they can fit into them, they're welcome to put them on, right?
Absolutely.
They can all wear their hats.
Mike Grijalva, you're not going to try it, are you? Mike, thank you for coming in again. Thank you for your service. Prince McKenzie, thank you for coming in today. And good luck with the celebration. Patty, this is going to be an interesting event, a great thing for El Paso. Thank you for doing it. We're out of here, you guys. Thank you. I'll see you at the event. Everybody else, next hour, Concordia.
We'll be back here.
We're going to talk about John Wesley Harden one more time.
Yeah.
Have a nice news moment. See you after the news.
See you shortly.
For listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
The sizzle of a steak on the grill. The crashing of waves on the beach.
and whatever that is. At iHeartMedia, we've harnessed the power of sound in a way that can help you expand your reach to